There was a time when three strangers could make civilized conversation around the same table, before our quiet and well-mannered world descended into torn metal and smoke. You know this, but perhaps you are too young to remember. Before we begin, I have three questions for you, and a request. First, why do you even want this job? I can think of many more interesting ways for a young lady such as yourself to be spending her time, rather than listening to the inane prattling of an old man. I fear I've become what I despised in my youth, an old soul driven by loneliness and fearful of the world as it changed beyond my understanding. Yet perhaps, like me, you have read the history books from that time and found them somewhat empty, incomplete, a suggestion of a story rather than a story itself. Certainly, with the wisdom of hindsight, it is easy to chart the rise and fall of empires, the global tides that led us here and destroyed so much of what we valued and loved. There are a dozen tomes that will cover the economic, cultural, and political phenomena of the time in excruciating detail, charting a safe, logical course from the world that was to the world that is now. To listen to those self-righteous imbeciles, you might imagine that any sequence of events is a foregone conclusion, to be discussed and analysed, but never, ever to be challenged. They forget, the historians, that at some point in our story, people were involved. Real people, made of flesh and blood, fear and hope, with dreams and motivations that belong only to themselves, and have nothing to do with inflation or trade agreements, defence pacts or armament treaties. There are personal accounts, though. Thomas charted those first few hectic months that began the war. You'll no doubt be familiar with my dear friend Tyus's account, which even now is held as sacred by some. Gonzalo, a man now, barely more than a boy when I knew him, wrote down his experiences on the airship Liberty. They might have been dismissed as the ravings of a madman, were it not for everything that has since passed. Even Charlie, God help us, thought to publish his memoirs. Track them down if you fancy a chuckle. These all cover the events which came later, the dawn of a new age, an era I would never come to be a part of. What concerns me, the story I intend to tell, is how a new age is born in the embers of the old. Amongst those I met on my travels were a few individuals who had the character to stand fast against the implacable forces which shaped our world. They are the kind of people history forgets, yet I believe their quiet indomitability might have saved us from the worst ravages of what lay ahead. They were generous with their time and attention, and I intend to render their tales as truthfully as I can, using only the most modest degree of artistic license, where my memory has failed. Second question. I speak into this, do I? To be entirely truthful, I hadn't imagined machines would be involved at all. I have engaged an amanuensis to assist with this process because I am an old man, and my eyes are not what they once were. I imagined you might scribble away as we spoke, rather than simply record me and perform the legwork later. I'm not entirely comfortable speaking with machines. I've been let down in the past. Nonetheless, if you tell me that's the best way, you're the expert. Though it does lead me to my third question. If I have the machine, what do I need you for? I'm not trying to be difficult, I just want to clarify your role in the process. I trust you will not attempt to alter or amend my stories. I need a scribe, not an editor. That said, my memory is not what it once was, and many of the tales I am to relate were passed on to me second or third hand. I am not so foolish to imagine that I could present a wholly accurate depiction of a very strange summer, so very long ago, but perhaps between the three of us, you, me, and the machine, we might attempt something nobody's yet managed. We might triangulate the events of that time between us, just as in the war they were able to pinpoint enemy spies by focusing antennas on their location. Between us, I wonder if we might be able to home in on something that looks and feels a lot like the truth. My request is very simple. My story starts when it starts and it ends when it ends. I've been blessed with a long life, though not an especially happy one. Should at any point in our conversations I lapse into discussing my life before or what came after, I trust it will be stricken from the record. The story ends at the city of Lower Lemsford, the outbreak of war, and the last time I ever saw the airship Liberty. It begins on a train, with a rash promise to a woman who would usher in a new age. This is the only request I will make of you, but should the condition be breached, you may consider our association at an end.